here. I can list my notes for this. I think. So for those of you who were here last time, you know that I did a bit of an introduction, put the song into context, did a little bit of history, and explained the words. This time, we only have about 6 or 8 words to go. I'm going to make this song much easier than... it's not going to be that hard. I hope that at the end of these 2 sessions, you'll be able to just look back at it and say, okay, I can now focus on the music and the musicality of it with Christy, and I've kind of got the pronunciations down. If anyone needs a pencil, raise your hand. You're going to need pencils. Come up and get one if you need one. We're going to start with a couple of minutes of review because I've thought of some tricks from last week, but we're not going to go through everything we did last week. You can find it online. Lori is kindly recording these things, and Karen has kindly put them up in the practice as a practice track toward the bottom of the page, so you can listen to the whole spiel and hear the words in there. But Christy is going to do a great job with doing the usual practice tracks with it, and by that point you'll kind of know the words. Let's start with some review, and right away it's not danga, it's danga. So it's du-du-danga. Du-du-danga. And I thought of a trick for the NG and N sounds, which are silent in some ways throughout this piece. They're kind of hinted at more than actually spoken. When you say the word ding-dong, if you really left off the NG, you would be saying dee-da, which is really wrong. So we don't want to go that far in that direction in any of these words that end with NG and completely leave it off. On the other hand, we don't want to do ding-dong when really pronounce the NG. You want to say it the way you would say ding-dong to a friend in the middle of a conversation. The doorbell went ding-dong, and you hardly say the NG. So if you get lost and you say to yourself, I can't remember what she said about pronouncing that NG, think about just trying to say ding-dong in a conversation. So it's du-du-danga, which is sound effects for the purpose of this song. And so we're not going to go through all of the rest of the words because a lot of them are easy and I did them already. But we will do huicha gingang, gingang, and the gyang, it's gingyang actually. And again, huicha is train. This is in measure 5. Huicha, that means the train, huicha, and gingyang. And both the N and the NG are kind of hidden in your throat that way. But they are said, but we're not emphasizing them. When they're said slowly, I bet that Christy is going to have you pronounce them a little bit more than when you get up to the speed of the train and you're going, you can barely get it out. So don't worry about that. Let's review. The chugga-chugga, good and plenty portion of this. This is the repeated set of words, ido amo, ido ayo. But let's start it with ayo. Everyone say ayo. Everyone say amo.
Amo.
Say amo ayo.
Amo ayo.
Amo ayo.
Amo ayo.
Ido amo, ido ayo.
Ido amo, ido ayo.
Perfect. So you got it perfect last time, but that's another trick for remembering the rhythm and the beat of this. These are sound words. They're the sound of chugga chugga. They do have a meaning, a pun-like meaning, but we won't go into that. Now, I need to correct something I said last time because I actually did some more research since I looked at this last time. And last time I said, I think that all the TOs in this, where this repeats throughout the song, are DO. So last time I said it's toe, it's not toe, it's always do. And I said that to you too. I've done some more research, and what's going on is that this poem has many, many ways of writing it down. And in a lot of the versions that I've got, it is Ido. It is Ido everywhere. However, in the version we've got, sometimes they take it to three syllables, I-E-to. That you can see this in measure 15, and it's written not I, A-I, but it's a slur, so it's I-E, and then instead of yo, it's to. And I'm gonna retract what I said last time and say, let's stick to the music, because I respect that Christy always wants to stick to the particular version that we've got. So let's stick to the version we've got, because it is legitimate, and there's just different versions of the way these words are written down.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
In measure 31, I assume all four parts should probably be the same. I see three T's and one D.
Oh, see? Yeah, let's make them all the same.
Which way?
Measure, so this is 35, did you
31.
Say? 31.
Soprano ones have Ido, everybody else has Ito.
Soprano ones have Ido, everyone. Oh, sure enough. Ido, lo, di, lo, lo. It should be to every time, and I'll tell you why. Because it's going to be to as written in the music, and but for the first sopranos, it's changed to to, Ito, I-E-to. In measure 31 only. And the reason is because of the dilolai, which is a word. That's my correction. Take a breath. Christy will be going back over that stuff with you. She's taken notes here, I see. I'm sorry about suggesting last time that it was all D-O rather than T-O. Oh, thank you. Oh, okay. Okay, let's move on with the piece. We're in measure 12, and we only have a few more words in two sentences to go. And what happens in measure 12, which is the top of page 2, is that what we had been doing all along on page 1, which is Hui Cha Ging Yang, now changes to Hui Cha Giang Gao. At the top of 12, so gyang is the same word, and the G-A-O is pronounced gao, gang gao, gang gao. And that means the train is going into, and then it's interrupted by the sound effect of the chugga-chugga and the music, ido amo, ido du io, with the droplet of water dew falling. And then we get to the end of the sentence, bong hang lai. Let's start with the lai, that's the easy one. Lai means to come, it's very simple. So in this sentence, the train is entering the tunnel, it's going into the tunnel. So lai, it means it's coming into the tunnel. And bong hang is tunnel. So let's start with the second syllable, which is kang, kang. And the first syllable, the B, is somewhere between a B and a P. It's not a hard B. It's not a strong aspirated P. It's kind of an aspirated B that sounds like a P. Yes, Laura?
If you're doing an aspirated P, it means if you have your hand in front of your mouth, you can feel it. Just
yeah, you wouldn't, you don't quite feel this. It's not all the way to a P. Great question. So it's bang. Bang, bang, and if you, once again, it moves fairly swiftly in the piece. So try, so if you can't, if you just have to pick one between the B and the P, pick one, and don't worry about it too much unless Christy says to worry about it. Yes, but that's wrong. That's got errors in it. So, okay, so.
Just to clarify really quickly.
Yes.
Well, it does say first sopranos to do or solo. I am not going to force all the first sopranos to do this crazy line here if you don't want to, although you are totally invited to. I'm not planning on making it a solo. However,
As we do get onto page six, everybody does wind up having some version of this this book too. So if you're going, wait a minute, why am I sitting here doing this when all I'm going to say is, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah. Sometime soon. Okay, sorry.
Thank you, Christy. All right, so let's do this. It's not as hard as it looks. It's just a few different sounds. So let's start at the end. Lie.
Lie.
Bong Kong Lai.
Bong Kong Lai.
Hui Cha Giang Gao.
Hui Cha Giang Gao.
Hui Cha Giang Gao Bong Kong Lai.
Hui Cha Giang Gao Bong Kong Lai.
One more time. Hui Cha Giang Gao Bong Kong Lai. Not bad, not bad. That's one of the hardest sentences in the whole piece, if not the hardest in the whole piece. So, and again, in the middle, the train enters the tunnel and the rain starts, the water starts to fall down on it. The next sentence in English starts with Bong Kong, which is tunnel, and the E is pronounced like a schwa, it is actually an apostrophe S. So this is saying the tunnels, something or other. So it's Bong Kong, Bong Kong, Bong Kong. Good. And the next is Zui Do. Yes, and I just said that wrong. I'm sorry. Susan even asked about this. I looked it up. In this dialect, it's Zuido. I'm sorry. There's things I can't get straight from Mandarin, which is what I know in this dialect. Yes, Zui. Zui. So Zui means water, and Do means all.
So the D-S-U-I.
Zui. Zui.
Okay.
Yes, Laura.
Only asking because that's not what the IPA at the beginning
says. I know.
Okay.
I promise you. I've really worked this over, but it's a good question, and ultimately it lies with Christie's decision.
Well, and we're using for reference the Taipei Youth Choir version as well. Because when in doubt, go to the source because the source is probably going to be more accurate than the.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we are using that Taipei version as our model.
Yeah, and I've checked many different online versions of this and listened to them carefully. So so it's Zui Do. Bong Kong at Zui Do. There you got it. All the trains water, and then I will do the next part for you, or you can do it with me, but the water sound is Jiu Jiu Danga, which is the title. Ju ju danga, e to amo e do. Ju I to di do lai. I know, it looks really hard, but once you break it into these groups, ju ju danga,
I to.
Amo.
Ido.
Do. Aito. And then the last part is Dilo Lai. So that is falls down. That's the end of the last three characters. Dilo Lai are falls down. So all the tunnels water is cascading down on the top of the train and making this racket. That is actually it. I know that was the hard part, especially since you're worn out from last time, so we'll go through them one more time here before I sit down. There is one more syllable somewhere in the piece, which you will enjoy knowing. It's very easy because it's la, and yeah, just like hey actually means kind of, you know, hey. Hey, it's the sound of chatter or people talking. La is the sound of people singing. So there's a la la. I guess I don't need to have you repeat after me with that. So let's just do these one more time without the intervening chugga-chugga and rain falling sounds. Because my thought is that when you're actually doing those intervening rain falling and chugga-chugga sounds, it's going to be much easier to get with the actual music. So the hard part of the pronunciation are the outside sentences. So I'll do this first at the top of 12. I'll do it first. The outside sentence is Hui Chia Gang Gao.
Hui Chia Gang Gao.
Bong Kong Lai.
Bong Kong Lai.
Yes, Bong Kong Lai. Hui Chia Gang Gao, Bong Kong Lai.
Hui Chia Gang Gao, Bong Kong Lai.
Good. See that? You got it. Okay, let me do this first. Bong Kong Zui Do.
Bong Kong Zui Do.
And the last three are Di Lo Lai.
Di Lo Lai.
Bong Kong Zui Do, Di Lo Lai.
Bong Kong Zui Do, Di Lo Lai.
That was perfect. You guys are all like pros, yes.
You can go to Taiwan and talk about it.
That's right. There was one other thing I wanted to mention. One thing I do want to mention is that anyone who needs help could certainly come to me. Also, Christy is going to do these things, and she's I'm honored. She's asked me to listen to them and give her corrections. There should be some match. What Christy says goes, but this song is fabulous, and you need to listen to it. And now that you've worked through the words a little bit, I think that you will be able to make out the words a little bit better in the music. Yes, Laura?
Okay, just one syllable for double-checking purposes. In measure, end of the system that has 15 in it, so U by itself, is that U?
It's the train whistle.
It's the train whistle.
Thank you. That's the train whistle, and that will surely be solos that Christy will help with. Thank you all for your tolerance.
Thank you for all your
I hope that was 15 minutes. How long was that?
Great. So here's what I'm doing. Those of you that remember 17. The year we did the